Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And over the past several months, we have been covering SharePoint and the upcoming new release of SharePoint 2016, which should be due out early next year. And today, I have the great pleasure to welcome back one of our site contributors, Sean Schell, who is Vice President at Hitachi Consulting and a big-time Microsoft expert. So I have a bunch of questions for you, Sean.
Thanks. Happy to answer them.
Yeah. So we'll start out. I thought maybe we'd start out talking a little bit about some of kind of the core document management aspects of Office 365 with SharePoint 2016 and SharePoint Online. And then maybe we'll delve into some of the other Office 365 services. So let's start with SharePoint. What is new to SharePoint Online in Office 365, the cloud-based version of SharePoint?
Well, I think probably what's new isn't so much what's new about SharePoint, but how Microsoft is recasting a sort of a constellation of products around that SharePoint platform and creating deeper integrations between the various products that make up Office 365 in general. I think than when many people talk about Office 365, what they really mean is SharePoint, at least as, in the context of collaboration. But what is true is that Office 365 is a collection of products that Microsoft has recently been trying to create a more unified view into. So we'll talk a little bit about Delve, we'll talk a little bit about Sway, but in general, what you'll see, I think, is that Microsoft is deconstructing what it means to be SharePoint and creating more atomic services and then wrapping different collection of those services, perhaps with a singular brand, perhaps with just a service name, and then making them available either through Office 365 on the web and that portal experience or through a variety of mobile apps. And, you know, Office 365 will have things like the Office Suite, in addition to Newsfeed, which is an app specific to SharePoint, or things like Delve or Power BI. And again, creating different collections of these features and products to give customers kind of the set of services they need for a specific use case, either without overcomplicating what they need to accomplish or just allowing them to focus on a very specific need.
Mm-hmm. So I think you started to allude to this, although, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about sort of the future of SharePoint and whether for the foreseeable future that's kind of a hybrid equation where customers have on-premises SharePoint and also potentially SharePoint in the cloud. What would you say in terms of are there concerns about a hybrid approach? Do you see that as a positive for customers?
Well, I think it, positive or negative really depends on the customer, as you suggest. In the end, I think it's clear we'll see hybrid implementations of SharePoint in particular at least out 2 years. I'm not sure that we could predict more hybrid implementations beyond that, partially because of the product's life cycle, and partially because Microsoft is really creating a very compelling case to be entirely in the cloud. They're creating all of the services necessary for customers to shift their workloads from their own data centers into the cloud. But certainly in the short term, this hybrid environment is something that we're going to continue to see, and Microsoft has done a number of things to try to make that happen, including being able to connect the directory services, Azure AD as an example, right? So we can create single sign-on, creating the ability to connect a company's network to Azure or Office 365 through a virtual private network. So these facilities are making it easier to create those connections, make it feel a little bit more like a unified platform, if you will, even though part of that infrastructure is hosted in the cloud and part of it's going to be on-premise. There are certainly some challenges. If you run search, for example, SharePoint Online today and the search facility exposed really isn't equipped to provide visibility into data sources that aren't hosted within that cloud infrastructure. So if you wanted true enterprise search, you're likely going to have to implement that on-prem, and then that requires a little bit more skill to begin to include all of the online or cloud storage. I think that there are some data sources, for example, that don't easily connect into the cloud. Part of that was answered with this idea of creating a virtual private network. But if you have, say, Oracle EBS or SAP as your ERP system, how willing are you to begin to connect that to a cloud-based service? And so that in that scenario, a hybrid solution may not make as much sense, especially if what you're hosting as your intranet, for example, sits in the cloud versus sitting on-prem. So those kinds of decisions are going to be customer by customer.
Mm-hmm. So now you talked about Microsoft's roadmap and how it's kind of made this very compelling case for going all cloud. So now let's talk about OneDrive for Business, which is another sort of document management, sort of lightweight document management and storage play in the cloud. How do you see that coexisting with SharePoint in Office 365? And do you see that as creating confusion for customers, just being another service that they can use? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I think the confusion really is what is OneDrive at the very basic level. When we speak about OneDrive, there are two distinct products. One is a consumer-based product, which feels a little bit more like Dropbox. It feels a little bit more like basic consumer file sharing. SugarSync is another sort of example of that kind of file sharing solution. That product is distinct from OneDrive for Business, and the distinction really revolves around how that file sharing or collaborative facility is integrated into the larger Office 365 offering. When you talk about OneDrive for Business, really what you end up seeing is a synchronization between a very specific file location on an individual's PC and what used to be called in the old days of SharePoint, your My Site, now called Personal Sites. In the Office 365 timeframe, OneDrive kind of manifests itself as that private document storage facility in SharePoint. And when you go to SharePoint online and you hit your personal site, one of the options you have is your OneDrive, and it looks like your personal files. That is then synchronized down to your PC so that you can interact at the PC level with your hard drive, and that synchronizes back up to this personal file location in SharePoint. So when we talk about OneDrive for Business, that is OneDrive for Business. So in fact, what's interesting is while it might be confusing because of the brand, the facilities and the functionality are very SharePoint-like in the Office 365 context. And the original question you asked is, where does this fit in the overall sort of collaborative landscape around Office 365? And the answer really is it becomes a more pervasive component of individual or small team collaboration around one or more documents. So in the past, you might have spun up a collaborative site, like a team site, for example, and you would work on one or more documents in a small team setting. Today, you can do that much more effectively with OneDrive, and the big advantage there is you have the synchronization. So even if you're disconnected, meaning no internet connection, you can still work on the document offline. The sync engine synchronizes the changes not only between you and your personal files, but also between those personal files and other individuals you may have given access to and their changes.
So you see them as sort of SharePoint and OneDrive for Business as occupying different spaces within kind of this roster of services and not necessarily overlapping too much?
Well, I mean, in effect, they're one and the same because the personal site is a part of the SharePoint infrastructure that you get. OneDrive for Business, its storage facility is that personal site for you. So they're not overlapping in that way. What is true, and this is what you implied, the way we think about collaborating in very small teams or as an individual contributor may change. So instead of spinning up a team site like you might have historically, you're more likely to begin that work and maybe even complete the work in the context of OneDrive for Business for a number of reasons, one of which is this idea that you can work offline.
Yes. So now we have a bunch of other topics that we want to cover in terms of other services available in Office 365, and we're going to take that up in just a couple of minutes in part two of this podcast. So I'd like to thank Sean Schell, Vice President at Hitachi Consulting, for joining us today. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Laura.
And we'll be back in just a couple minutes.